Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk. How's everybody today? As always, I hope that today's show finds everybody in the best of health, wealth, and happiness. Here at the Zurian Show, we always hope to bring you the best information that we can possibly bring you. Today's show, everybody, is on the words or the meaning or the reasoning for trust. Trust is something that a lot of us take very lightly. We do things out there that we don't even really begin to understand the impact of, yet we seem to do it on a regular basis. We seem to violate those trusts and those beliefs that others put in us. And most of us seem to do it and not even consider it a speed bump. We don't slow down. And we do it again and again and again, not doing the things that we need to do and creating the type of relationship that's going to last us a lifetime, not building the foundations that truly make up something called trust. Trust is a very important entity in our life, and most of us waste it. We do things that threaten the trust that others put in us and their confidence, and a lot of times by doing that, we gravely affect ourselves and our own futures as we do these things that are going to sabotage our ability to have useful and correct and proper relationships with others, be it our peers or in some cases our seniors or in some cases people that we should just respect as a whole. Trust is more than a word. And when we say it's more than a word, what we mean is that trust is something that should be treasured and also should be kept in great value. However, most of us seem to violate the trust that's placed in us or given to us on a regular, everyday basis. Why is this? Why have we become people that don't seem to truly believe and cherish the trust that's placed in us by others? That, ladies and gentlemen, is, I guess, part of this, the secret nugget. It's part of the secret reasoning. A lot of people today have very little trust. We don't trust our government. We don't trust our industries. We don't don't touch our trust our coworkers. We don't trust anybody. We don't trust anything. Why is that? Why is the nation so trust in people, things, organizations, and governments so low? The reason that it's like that, ladies and gentlemen, is because these entities have been again and again, or have again and again demonstrated that they can't be trusted. You know, nowadays you sit next to somebody in your workspace and you figure that you have a level of trust with that individual. And then you find out that your belief or trust in that person was an illusion. Your understanding of your relationship was an illusion. Why? Because people are not really real anymore. Most people are just faking. They're just fronting. They're saying whatever they think needs to be said because it's the politically correct thing to do. Not that it's truly the right thing to do. It's just the politically correct thing to do. In some cases, you may work a job. You work out there in the corporate world. Well, let's say your particular supervisor, boss, vice president, however, you owner, whatever, tells you a particular thing. So you go ahead and you do the thing as instructed, only to find out that because some information changed, the person that told you to do a particular task comes out that they were wrong. Okay, what ends up happening? You end up getting thrown under the bus. Why do you get thrown under the bus? Because this was wrong. Okay, fine. In your mind, you're thinking, hey, I just did what the supervisor told me. I may have told him or told her in the beginning that I didn't think that it was correct. However, I was instructed to move forward and take care of the situation at the time. So I did what I was instructed despite the advice or recommendations that I may have made. Now you're getting reprimanded, technically, in front of your supervisor because your supervisor was wrong. So your supervisor throws you under the bus and says, why did you do this, this, and this? You know that that supervisor told you to do whatever it was that you did, but to help that person, that gentleman, save face, what do? You take it on the chin, knowing that it's probably a save face tactic, and you don't want your supervisor to look bad. However, what ends up happening? Your level of credibility, your level of trust is now damaged. Why is it damaged? Because now that supervisor has condemned you in front of the other people. You figure, not a big deal, let that person save face, and they move on. Well, that happens again and again and again. And then what happens in the meantime? In the meantime, your own credibility, the trust and dependability that other people may have had in you, has now become eroded. And that erosion isn't because of anything that you actually did on your own, but it's because of your instructions. Trust. In a lot of corporations, the problem with trust is that most companies don't truly trust their employees. And the majority of the people out there, ladies and gentlemen, are not stupid and they're not crooks. Sometimes they may be a little naive, sometimes they may be a little misinformed, but their intentions are correct. However, each time that you make a mistake and that mistake is not corrected, again, it is eroding your trust. Companies that micromanage their employees and don't allow their employees to move forward as they do certain things, what they are doing, in essence, is eroding the trust of their staff and the people that work for them. Why? Because people are adults. People need to be handled like adults and need to be dealt with like adults. You cannot expect a person to know the big picture unless you have shown the big picture to them and explained to them what is going on or how a particular thing has worked. You cannot, as I say all the time, have a meeting on Monday and then have another meeting on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then expect the person that you originally had in meeting one to have any idea, any farthing of a clue as to what happened in meeting two, three, and four if they were not invited and were not brought into that meeting. We have truly become a nation of people that don't give information completely. We're in such a rush to get to the next thing that we just don't share the information that we need to share. So what do? We end up destroying that trust. we end up destroying that spirit of that employee that we say is a trusted employee, however we are treating like an untrusted child. Ladies and gentlemen, the world that we live in is a fast-moving place. And in this fast-moving place, there are always different things going on. Those different things that are going on require us to get certain levels of information so that we can take that information and move it to the next step. Trust is the foundation. Trust is a powerful word, and it has a powerful meaning. High trust and low trust. Trust has become the key leadership competency of the new global economy. Trust is measurable, and it's a measurable accelerator to performance, and that we need to trust, and that our trust also needs to go up. There's great books out there. There's one that was really done by Stephen Covey Jr., and it was called The Speed of Trust. If you ever get a chance, ladies and gentlemen, take a look at that book, especially if you work in a corporate or business world. TheSpeedOfTrust.com, I believe, is the website. There is one thing that is common with every individual, relationship, team, family, organization, nation, economy, and or civilization throughout the world. That one thing, if removed, will destroy the most powerful government, the most successful business, and the most thriving economy, and the most influential leader, the greatest friendship and strongest character, the deepest love. And that word, that thing, that overlying thing that I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is trust. On the other hand, if developed and leveraged, that one thing has the potential to create unparalleled success, prosperity, in every dimension of your life. It is the least understood and most neglected and most misunderestimated possibly in our time. That one thing, ladies and gentlemen, is trust. Trust impacts us 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and if it's a leap year, 366 days a year. Think about it. The lack of trust is a very costly thing on all levels of your life, personal and professional. Most of us are paying what we would call a trust tax. That trust tax is what I was talking about. When you've taken the bullet for a supervisor, manager, or vice president, or president that has not given you the correct information, however, is now throwing you under the bus, that is a trust tax that you've paid. If you pay too much in taxes, you have nothing to live on, basically. Relationships. We need to be honest and trustworthy with our spouses. Now, on the other hand, spouses, we also need to understand that in order for you to get the trust or have that person share their trust with you, you need to take the time to understand that person. You must take the time to listen to what they have to say and then evaluate it on the sheer merit of the individual giving you the information. You cannot rate a person on your own scale and not take into consideration the scale that they are on. You cannot rate a person that is acting in the heat of the moment when you have weeks, days, months, and years to analyze what is being done. However, they may have seconds to respond. Now, I'm not saying that we all shouldn't be held accountable for what we do. We should. However, in the areas of trust, it's your integrity, it's your dependability, and all of these things create what is called a certain level of trust. So we need to guard ourselves to the information at hand. We should not be, let's say, led by the nose by things like past actions that have nothing to do with us, parts of history that don't pertain to us. And when I say that, I'm saying you can't say that you saw something on television and then assume that to be real. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a movie. It is acting. I am not saying that it hasn't happened before, but the probability of it happening to you is probably very low. Trust is knowing that you're going to do a certain thing. You can trust in a certain level of responsibility by past actions. You can't again throw in the psychosomatic mindset that goes into your head because of something that you have read that has nothing to do with your life. You cannot stand on the mountaintop that you have never been on and tell me that you can smell the air. Why? Because you've never been there. Why? Because you've never experienced that particular thing. We must look at life as a reality and then deal with that reality accordingly, understanding that there's going to be ebbs and flows. The greatest leader without trust is a leader that is soon going to be replaced. Those that have influence that aren't trusted eventually become again replaced. Why? Because they can't be trusted. They can't be depended on to do what a reasonable person would do or the logical thing. That's one of the things that happens with emotion. But trust is something that is, again, being constantly eroded in our world. We can no longer count on some of our leaders to do the things that we need to do, some of our companies to do the things that we need to do, others to come through for us. The almighty dollar is becoming king, and people are doing anything and everything to try to acquire more of it, and in some cases they are eroding their relationships with others. Businesses today have very little trust from their employees, and very few employees have any trust of the industries that they work in as far as the companies. Why? Because people are too wrapped up in what I would call power. They're too wrapped up in what I would call control. So what they're doing, in a sense, is they're destroying, again, the level of trust. Trust is a powerful thing in the sense that an employee that trusts you will stand by you when your company is doing badly. An employee that doesn't trust you or does not feel valued by you because so they don't have trust in you is an employee that will abandon the company and won't stick through you through the thin. And that's what we need in our communities. That's what we need in our companies. We need a level of trust. We need a level of dependability. We need a level of faith in our leaders, in our industries, and in our supervisors, managers, and vice presidents. Now, mind you, trust with competency is also a very important thing. However, again, if you do not give a person the opportunity to learn the things that they need to learn, then how can you expect them to have a level of competency? There are only so many hours in the day, and here in 2012, we are doing more now than we've ever done before in our lives. Please also note that if you live in North America, if you live in the United States, the average American works twice as hard, literally, and works twice as many hours as any other country in the world. So we are constantly overworked, we are constantly underpaid, and yet we have gained very little trust. And why do we have very little trust in our companies, and why is so little trust placed in us? That's something that we can only ask ourselves. Again, we live in a world where people want to hoard information because they believe that information is power, but they forget that only information used is power, and information as itself is only a tool. So if you don't have that information and you can't use it, then you have no power. But a lot of people believe that in their status, in their position, they create power. A lot of people believe that you don't need to trust them, they just need to trust you. Why? Because you're the more intelligent, you're the more educated, you've got the letters behind your name. However, it's the person in the corner that does the little menial job that means something. In life, it's the little things. If the bolts aren't tight on your particular bus or item or manufactured roof because the little laborer didn't tighten the bolts, what happens to your house? Your house falls apart. If your foundation wasn't poured correctly, what ends up happening to your house? I like to use this analogy a lot when I talk about different things. If you have a poor foundation, if you have a $1 million house and it's built on a $1,000 foundation, how much is your house worth? And corporations and industries, we need to truly be careful because a lot of us are building multi-million-dollar edifices on $1,000 structures or foundations. And what will happen? That foundation that was poured is weak. So that trust is the thing that's going to get you where you need to be. Trusted employees are valuable employees. Trusted employees are people that are going to do the right thing. A trust in your relationship can mean the difference between you living happily ever after or you living a miserable divorce. The trust of your children. Your children will not trust you if you drop them. Why? Because you drop them. But if you never drop them, then they're always going to believe that you're going to be there to pick up the pieces, that you're going to be there to make sure that they don't fall. It's the same thing again with relationships, ladies and gentlemen. It's the same thing with business. Again, if you want unparalleled success and prosperity in every dimension of your life, you must manifest, maintain, and do everything in your power to keep the trust of the people that you have to deal with on a daily basis. There are companies. Warren Buffett signed multi-billion dollar contracts based on trust, didn't read a letter of it. Basically, just because he had a definite positive trust in the company, has signed things that have lasted throughout time. However, we've got people that have spent months, weeks, and years reviewing different ins and outs of their particular agreements and have still come out cheated. Ladies and gentlemen, through trust, through dependability, you are going to reap the benefits. Again, people will climb any mountain with you if they trust you. However, if they can't trust you, they may be the people that cut the rope that makes you fall. Why? Because they can't. In the military, there's a saying, you don't want to get hit by friendly fire. What's friendly fire? Friendly fire is the people that you've put at risk that can no longer trust you. Again, I am not saying that these things are right and I am not condoning them. However, I am saying that they happen each and every day. Trust is something that we all need to develop and we all need to figure out a way to do it on a regular basis. We need to be people of strong character and we need to grow. And from those great friendships and from that great and strong character, we can grow great and fantastic trust and have a great and fantastic life. Again, trust is more than a word, ladies and gentlemen. Please keep it in mind before you break the trust of others that have depended on you. Thank you very much, and everybody have a great and wonderful day. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for listening, and take care.